The situation in the country, in the Central African Republic, is on the brink of a humanitarian crisis. In the western part of the country, we have got armed conflict that is going on, and we in various towns, including Bukaranga, where we have seen more than 20,000 people displaced and into the forest, and they are deprived of the assistance. It is important to note that women and children are the most affected during this conflict, and when they go to the forest and have got nothing to eat, exposed to mosquitoes and cold, we are likely to see children coming up with acute respiratory infection, malaria. But at the end of the day, the humanitarians who are supposed to cater for these people have already relocated to Sudan for insecurity. And it's for this reason that we are worried that this situation is really getting out of hand, and it needs particular attention, close attention, to ensure that it comes to a stop. Bukaranga is not the only town. We have various towns, even in the east, ranging from Alinda or Mobaye, Mingala, Bangassou, Zemio, where humanitarians have been relocated for security reasons, and we have left thousands of people there, IDPs, without assistance.
So you say that the population and humanitarian workers are fleeing the rise in violence. How do you explain this rise in violence?
Actually, what is happening is that we have had attacks on humanitarian convoys. We have had attacks on our compound, and also attacks on our bases and even the humanitarians themselves. It is important to note that even as I'm talking to you, I have a colleague, a humanitarian, who was shot in Bukaranga and is fighting for his life in hospital as I'm talking to you now.
What is it that you're calling for?
We are calling for respect of international humanitarian law and also for an immediate access to the humanitarian aid workers so that they can be able to provide assistance to the needy people. We are also calling for the international community not to forget the crisis in Central African Republic, because if this crisis is forgotten, the international community will be forced to come in future with more resources in order to deal with the situation. Central African Republic should not be forgotten.